Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hero, medication managed.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning. 70 degrees. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss a budget for the coming year. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News city employees will see pay raises.
Also, we're going to fund our police up to the phase fully, fulfill the phase two part of the staffing study with our police department. So they'll be getting a bump as well. And we're adding to our firefighters, too.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. Two people from Arizona are dead after their vehicle rolled as it attempted to miss a cow on the road Monday morning in Logan County in northwest Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 45-year-old Raymond Kennedy of Glendale, Arizona, and 54-year-old Brenda Carrasco of Peoria, Arizona, were traveling eastbound in a Jeep Wrangler when it collided with a cow on the road, the driver attempting to brake to miss the cow and ending up swerving into a ditch. KHP says the Jeep rolled multiple times before coming to a rest on its passenger side. Both Kennedy and Carrasco were pronounced dead at the scene. The Kansas Supreme Court has upheld most of the convictions against a Wichita woman for torturing and killing a man in a crime the trial judge called horrific beyond imagination.
Heidi Hillard and her husband Jeff were convicted of participating in the November 2016 killing of 33-year-old Scotty Goodpaster Jr. of Wichita. Both were sentenced in 2018 to life in prison without the possibility of parole for 50 years. Goodpaster and a woman were kidnapped because of $185 in missing drug money. Goodpaster was attacked with an axe, knife, and staple gun and suffered genital injuries. His body was found hanging from a tree 6 days later. The court affirmed Heidi Hillard's convictions and sentences for premeditated first-degree murder, felony murder, aggravated kidnapping, aggravated battery, and rape. It overturned her conviction for conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance after concluding the state presented insufficient evidence to support that charge.
Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert reporting. The latest surge in COVID cases has the Department of Veterans Affairs requiring all its health care workers to get COVID vaccines. It's also got some city governments stepping up rules to fight the virus.
In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio said all municipal workers are going to have to be vaccinated or submit to weekly COVID tests.
This is about what we need to do to bring back New York City. This is about keeping people safe.
The rules are expected to impact about 340,000 city employees. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom's made a similar announcement for state workers. In St. Louis City and St. Louis County, a mask mandate's back in place, but Missouri Governor Mike Parsons said on Twitter, dictating mask mandates when we have the vaccine is ignoring the real solution. A mask mandate's also been reinstated in Savannah, Georgia. Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Joe Biden is ceasing combat missions in Iraq, but is not pulling U.S. troops out of that country. Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports.
A week after a suspected ISIS suicide bomber attacked a Baghdad market, killing 35 people, and as Iranian-backed Shia militias keep firing rockets at U.S. troops in the American embassy, President Biden announced America's combat operations in Iraq are coming to an end. The announcement came at the request of Iraq's prime minister, who visited the White House today. But unlike in Afghanistan, President Biden plans to keep the current number of 2,500 U.S. troops on the ground to train, advise, and assist their Iraqi partners to make sure ISIS does not return. Iran and its proxy forces are calling for a full American withdrawal.
The U.S. recently pulled its troops out of Afghanistan. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The heat and humidity return to Wichita and south central Kansas today, although not the active weather we had yesterday. Temperatures should be close to 90 by lunchtime, 95 for the high this afternoon as a heat advisory goes into effect. Clear overnight, our low 74, sunny and 97 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 70 degrees. 6:34 now, Stephen 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS on this Tuesday morning, July 27th. On this date in 1953, the Korean War armistice was signed at Panmunjom, ending 3 years of fighting. The Korean War coming to an end on this date in 1953. Former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer was assaulted and robbed yesterday in Oakland, California. A post on her verified Twitter account says the attack happened in the Jack London Square neighborhood. The tweet says the assailant pushed her from behind, swiped her cell phone, and jumped into a waiting car. Her son reports his mom is thankful that she was not seriously injured. Boxer is 80 years old. She represented California in the U.S. Senate from 1993 until 2017. She did not seek re-election in 2016, so... there she is, mugged right in her hometown of Oakland, California. The United States, the United Nations panel, that is, has paid out $600 million to Kuwait's National Oil Company as compensation for Iraq's 1990-91 invasion and occupation of Kuwait. Yeah, it's still going on. The UN Compensation Commission said it has so far paid out $51.3 billion since approving some 1.5 million claims related to the invasion by governments and international organizations. The Kuwait Petroleum Corporation successfully claimed $14.7 billion for oil production and sales losses, resulting from damage to the country's oil fields during the Iraqi invasion and occupation that resulted in the U.S.-led Gulf War. Under a 1991 U.N. Security Council resolution, Iraq set aside a percentage of proceeds from all its oil exports for the compensation fund. So apparently there's plenty of money flowing in
apparently
in Iraq still.
Yep.
To pay their war debts or whatever. So there you go. 1991. So that seems like a long, long time ago. Okay, 6:36 Stephen Hill in the morning. In our news this morning, Wichita City Council meeting today, talking about the budget. And have you heard our conversation with the mayor? Says they're going to be talking about restructuring the pay a little bit, making sure that everybody in City Hall, at City Hall, makes at least $15 an hour. Just noticed an article on the front page of the Wichita Eagle yesterday, which I didn't happen to see since they didn't deliver to our door until about 4 minutes past midnight, I guess.
Okay.
Our new carrier is, can I say, somewhat slothful. it doesn't really care when the paper gets to us. I wish they would show a little more haste, if you would put it that way, because we like to read the paper like everybody else.
And yeah.
We pay, we subscribe. Shouldn't it get here, before noon?
Everybody wants their paper first, though.
Well, I know.
Everybody wants it first.
Complains that, they're still, you better take care of those us who still subscribe, folks. I'll just put it that way. Anyway, looks like the compensation for city workers, the mid-range, whatever the average is, the mid-average, what do they call that?
Median,
is about $50,000 a year. Of course, that's salaries and benefits and everything included there. So.
Yeah,
they're making pretty good money, most of them. And if they've stayed loyal through the pandemic and done well, they deserve the pay. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted. By the way, about an hour from now, we'll talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner, as we do every Tuesday morning at 7:35, and that's coming up here in about an hour right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 6:38, Steve and Ted, and right now let's check the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, Steve and Jan. The cattle complex Monday found strength from mostly the early session negative trade in our grain and soy futures. Now, there was some support from Friday's cattle on feed report. The cattle complex experienced triple-digit positive closes but were off their session highs. Now, all of the feeder contracts made new contract highs, and the December, February, and April live cattle made new contract highs yesterday. Last week's cash cattle trade in Kansas had an average price of $119.02, down 84 cents from the previous week. Lean hogs traded two-side and closed mostly positive with the best upside in the October contract. On the close, October live cattle, $2 and a nickel higher, $129.20. August feeder cattle, $2.12 higher, $162.20. And October lean hogs, 47 cents higher, $93.10. Now, Monday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans had their lowest trade of the past 7 to 14 sessions, but they managed to bounce off those lows, and only the wheat closed negative yesterday. Three market movers were demand talk, weather forecast, and money movement in the markets. Now, the good to excellent rating of the spring wheat is now 9% good to excellent, down 2 from last week. Corn's at 64%, down 1, and soybeans at 58%, down 2. Corn in the dough stage is at 18%, soybean setting pods 42%. Now, today starts the spring wheat tour in the northern plains. At the moment, September KC wheat's a nickel higher at 644. December corn's up 9 cents at 555 and 3 quarters, with November soybeans 21 cents higher at 1378 and 3 quarters. September crude oil 30 cents higher at 72.21. December gold down $1.90 at 1801 and a half. September S&P 3 points lower at 44.11 and a quarter. September dollar index 7 cents higher at 92.72. And September Dow Jones futures 47 points lower at 34,987. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, the Kansas Wheat Tour, did they come up with any interesting facts and figures or observations during that tour?
Well, the crop was bigger than what a lot of people thought it was going to be at that time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of caught the trade's attention when that took place. But, you know, that is history now.
It's history. Yeah.
But the spring wheat tour is going to be very important because they are going through a severe drought up there, and it's going to be interesting to see what they see and also to hear maybe what they say about what they see in the corn and the soybeans up there, too.
So this is completely different. It's northern. It's farther north from here then.
That's exactly right. Okay. But it's done by the same organization, the Wheat Quality Council. That organization does both of these tours, but this is a completely different tour on the spring wheat crop, where ours is on the hard red winter.
Now, is that a pretty respected organization? Do their reports matter to farmers?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, they've been doing it for a good many years.
Yeah, so they got good stuff. Okay. Hey, I've had some pretty good rain in some places over here yesterday and yesterday afternoon. It rained like a cow on... You know, my old...
On a flat rock.
Yeah, on the flat rock, as my dad used to say. Yeah, how about in Augusta, over there in Butler County? You get any rain?
The heavy stuff stayed north of us, but we picked up 30 hundredths. That's the first rain we've had this month.
Oh, really? In Augusta, it is. Okay.
Yes.
We got officially 7/10 of an inch at Eisenhower Airport here in Wichita. So, there you go. All right. Anything exciting going on in your life other than these morning conversations with Steve and Ted?
Boy, I tell you what, that's a highlight of my day. I mean, I just don't know what I could say that's, you know, more important and more enthusiastic than that.
You're telling me it's all downhill from here, huh?
It's all downhill.
All right. Bless your heart. Well, you take care of yourself.
Thank you, Steve.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. 642, Steve and Ted. Cryptocurrency in an IRA. Watch out. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. We'll be along here in just a couple of minutes with Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.